Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, it's a spooky, ghouly Halloween-themed episode.
Mm. Plus, the iPad Air turns out it's pretty fast.
Ooh.
Mm. Will you be ordering one? And it's another big quarter for Apple earnings.
Ooh. Ooh. All that. And haunting Melissa. We're sorry, ooh, Melissa, on iPad Today.
Oh. iPad Today is brought to you by Slingbox. Buy a Slingbox and turn your mobile device into a television. With Slingbox, you can watch high-def TV on your smartphone, your laptop, your tablet, your iPad, anywhere there's an internet connection. Learn more at slingbox.com/twit. And by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, or other Apple product is worth at gazelle.com. Remember those days where we were holly, jolly, go lucky.
We were so young
dancing.
And
we were so
beautiful.
Young and innocent 348 yeah. episodes ago.
We were just hanging out in a cottage. Mm. It was so cool.
Now the pressure of success is burdening us.
Yeah, well,
we're like, you know,
we've gotten hardened by fame.
It's like Justin
jaded
Timberlake.
Jaded by riches.
Mm.
Just like Justin Timberlake.
Just like Justin Timberlake.
I was thinking this morning on my commute to work, you know, I feel more like Justin Timberlake than ever.
Well, you are driving a Mercedes.
Oh, come on. It's basically just like a dump truck. You know?
No, it's not.
It's a little bit like
it's
that.
It's not. Welcome, Sarah Lane here. Leia Laporte over there.
Hello.
We're in costume. Pretty good, isn't it? They're very effective. Fooled you, didn't I?
Wore some orange. So that's all right. I don't want to hear about it. I wore some costumes. You're orange-y.
We're grown-ups. We don't have to wear costumes.
Well, what's everyone else's excuse?
Yeah, everybody at the Twit Cottage.
People are really into it.
Wore outfits. We had Harlequin, the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Burke's got the strangest costume.
Star Trek people.
Come here, Burke.
Burke is,
I don't understand
it.
He's dressed
glitter.
Normally.
He's wearing glitter.
But it's like he wore a glittery undershirt. That's not a costume.
I don't know what you're talking about. You guys are weird.
Yeah,
that's not a costume.
I don't know. I think costumes are... I think it's super fun for
Come
other
on.
People.
You want to dress up as a sexy French maid. You know you do.
Isn't that... As opposed to...
An unsexy French maid?
That would actually be funny.
Yeah.
Like a really, like dowdy
real,
French maid.
Like a real French maid.
Yeah, just, you know...
This is what French maids really look like.
Scowling and covered in dust.
What else? We don't want to... Why you mess up the room? That would be good.
Get your own croissant.
Get your own croissant, damn you.
Yeah, okay. Well, next year I know what I'm going to be, an unsexy French maid. But yeah, no, it's Halloween today, and we know some of you will be watching this after Thursday, so Halloween will have come and gone.
And you'll be glad.
And you'll be glad, or not, I don't know. So Halloween is a really big deal for some people, like, live for Halloween. It's their favorite part of the year. They love costumes.
People,
I don't know why I'm missing
why.
That chip.
People normally lead lives of quiet desperation, and so one day a year, they get to let it all hang out. And they put on a mask and a costume that expresses their inner self, and they do it. And that's what they really want to be. And then they go back to their dreary, drab lives the rest of the year.
Do you think that's why people like Burning Man so much? Because it's
same
like Halloween.
Thing.
Just
same thing.
Yeah, you know, express your bear.
Same thing.
Express your lizard.
Yeah.
Express your flower.
But we, year in, year out, express ourselves.
Right.
We just let it all hang out.
Yeah, I mean, too much, really.
Really too much. We don't have any filters.
The least thing we can do is not put on... a dinosaur costume, which Tony Wang did, and he looks great.
It's jammies. He's wearing his jammies. I don't think that should count. In fact, if a costume is purchased in toto, whole, off a rack, and you put it on, is that a costume, really, or jammies?
Well, I guess it depends on how drunk you get and will you sleep in it comfortably.
You should at least have to do some extra work than just donning something you bought off the rack.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, I saw a photo on Twitter. Somebody had shared a photo, and it was cute. It was a costume for three people, and it was rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, that's cute.
And I said to Ayaz, rock, paper, scissors. And he goes, yeah, I saw that, at a costume shop. I went, oh, okay. They didn't even make it up. It's like a thing.
You could buy it.
Lots of people can be rock, paper, scissors because it's like a commercial. I don't know.
I like it when they do thing one and thing two and all of that thing, where there's a team effort.
Sure.
But you get that. See, in San Francisco, that's year-round. Like the Beta Breakers race, everybody gets costumes.
Oh, yeah.
People wear costumes any time of the day or night.
Last weekend was, there were a lot of Halloween parties because it was before Halloween. And on Sunday, I'm walking around, and there are all these, crazy people in my neighborhood. And I'm like, I don't know if this is, walk of shame from the Halloween party or just Sunday.
Just another Sunday.
I can't tell.
In the city by the bay.
You just don't know. Well, anyway, I thought that we could at least look at some games that are frightening.
I have to warn people that if you have small children watching this show, you might want to stop. Because when I get to my app cap, it's truly terrifying.
Really?
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, okay. All right. That's at the end of the show.
Sometimes some games are kind of more adult than others. Yeah. This isn't sexy adult. It's scary adult. So I just want to warn you ahead of time. You might want to fast forward past that part.
I was trying to come up with something that was certainly unique. And actually, a viewer, Daniel, hello, Daniel, wrote in and suggested a game called Papa Sangre 2.
What?
I know. I hadn't heard of it either.
Sangre. Papa Sangre.
Papa Sangre.
Yeah, that's blood,
Oh, I didn't.
This is voodoo.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, apparently it's been out for a while, and now there's a second edition that was out pretty much just in time.
Sean Bean is in this?
He dies in everything. Is that the voice I'm hearing?
He's the guy who dies in every role he has. Perfect for Papa Sangre, too.
But don't say which ones.
No one say any of them.
Don't want to spoil anything for the people.
Let's just put it this way. He could carry his head like this.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of, it's going to be a little bit difficult to show you how it works because the audio is very important. Hopefully you can hear it, Brian.
So they're telling us because it's Nolans, you pronounce it Sangre.
Sangre?
Yeah.
Sangre? Okay, that's fine too. The idea behind this is one of those games that's all totally dependent on sound.
It's spooky.
And it's not just about sound, it's about using the gyroscope actually in the iPad to kind of walk around and orient yourself. Yeah, so achievement not completed. Well, let's complete.
Mind the lice, yuck.
Without tripping over my feet?
Yuck.
Jeez Louise, okay. So what you do is you're kind of in this, let's see if it'll, so it tells you to make sure your headphones are on the right way. That's all fine and good. Now, I'm not wearing my headphones right now.
But if this isn't stereo, left and right or left.
The idea is that there'll be certain things that you're supposed to walk toward, right? And you can see.
Wow, this is scary.
Well, it's not, I don't know if I would call it scary, but it's kind of just trippy. No, it has to load, I guess, in order for you to see that when you start turning it around, you're orienting yourself different places. I'm not exactly sure why it's not working. That's weird. Hello.
It's not ideal for showing on TV anyway, because
Museum of Memory.
Oh, yeah. So it's starting over again because
you didn't complete the achievement.
I didn't complete this particular level. I was getting there, but the idea is that you've basically got this.
I'm afraid that's right.
Sean Bean walking you through everything.
Everyone can see down here.
And he tells you that you're basically in the afterlife, and if you wanted to get back to the land of the living, you have to go through a series of tests.
You'll have to stand.
But it's cool because.
Stand up.
Okay, you might want to cut down the audio a tiny bit because it's pretty loud.
He gives you instructions?
He gives you instructions, but the whole idea is that at one point. He's like, do you hear that music? That music is going. So, okay, finally, it's starting to work because I went past the stuff. Do you hear that music? Walk toward the music.
Yeah, and because you're wearing headphones left, right, you do know what direction
it is. And when you start getting close to it, you use your thumbs basically to walk. But you walk towards, and it gets louder, And if you're kind of off a little bit on your angle, it sort of starts to go away the left side. It took me a while because I was like, this is really, really frustrating. But it's not the kind of game that. I mean, you really kind of just have to be able to.
It looks good.
Have two working ears And then you could be really any age.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun. Yeah, it's not
that scary, but it looks kind of innovative and neat.
Well, the storyline is that, yes, you're stuck down with, you know, the people for all eternity. And
you're
it's
dead.
All very dark. Well, but you can get back to your life, because the whole thing is the premise is that when you're dead, you have these memories that are really vivid, and then over time they go away, and once the memories are gone, then you're just floating around.
Right.
Just and everything sucks.
Right.
So you want to come back to those memories, like music or the sound of, you know, a cat's meow or that sort of thing. So it's cool. I was playing around with this earlier, you know, kind of woo woo and listening to the audio change in my ears, and I thought it seemed kind of neat. It's $4. It's brand new. PapaSangre.com is the website. And you know what's kind of interesting, Leo, is in the App Store right now, they've got a big collection of apps they call like
Halloween apps.
Well, it's not even Halloween. It's like scariest apps.
Right.
And I looked through some of them, and a few of them we've covered, many of them we haven't. But I thought, well, I'm just going to look through a few and just see what sort of jumps out at me. And
well, last year, can I mention the one we
please.
Mentioned last year?
That's
the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
That's adorable.
And
certainly not scary.
But it's Halloween. I mean,
to me,
this was that special that you watched every Halloween, and you can get it on iTunes and you can watch it again. This has the music, but it doesn't, and this is kind of important. And I think we mentioned this last week. If you're a fan of the TV show, It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, it isn't the audio from that. It's the text from it, read by one voice. Am I doing this wrong? Why can't I? It says, turn the page. There we go.
It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
It's read by that
Written
guy.
Written by Charles M. Schulz.
That guy.
Narrated by Peter Robbins, the original voice of Charlie Brown.
Is the original voice of Charlie Brown.
Which they have to tell you because you wouldn't recognize it.
You go, why is there some guy doing all the voices when I really want, you know, Lucy and Linus and the.
Yeah.
The
whole...
However, it's sweet, and I think kids would like this if they could figure out how to use it. There we go.
It was a brisk autumn day.
And I like the pop-up book aspect of it.
It was Halloween.
I want to recommend it because it's nicely done. I do want to warn people, though. It's not. You might get a little disappointed.
Why?
It's not the voice that you're used to.
George!
Well, I guess that's the Linus voice.
I mean, I think he's the one who's reading it. You know,
like the
kids' voices are still original.
I'm glad the kids' voices are in there.
He, as a grown-up man, is saying,
right.
I used to be Charlie Brown.
Yeah, see, but I guess you have to do that, right?
Good grief.
So they have a little bit of the audio.
Never jump in.
So kids will like this.
Good grief.
But it's a little like.
You don't even know what you're doing.
Good grief.
Well, it's supposed to do something.
You're just being, you're not, you're being
it's too
flippant.
Hard. It's too hard for me. Oh, I bookmarked it. Great. I can come back here anytime now.
Liz just gave me a couple little, this
Good
is a
grief.
Starbucks app of the week.
Yes, if you go to Starbucks, it's free.
Yeah.
And actually, thanks to Liz, I was going to mention. It's free at Starbucks this week, but you could also pay, I think, a few bucks for it if you'd want to go all the way to Starbucks and have a cup of coffee.
It's
the Great Pumpkin.
It's $5.99.
Yeah, it's a little expensive.
It is. I mean, $6. You don't see an app that's $6 that often, although this is like a peanuts thing, and I would say it's their, I guess, arguably the most popular of the little stories. From my youth?
Is it me?
What's happening with you?
No, but it's like I can't get out of. I'm trapped in peanuts hell.
Yeah, I think you
that
need
is
to
scarier
just
than I thought. Oh, finally!
My goodness,
it's kind of nice. The pop-up book effect is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's super fun. Loudcrow.com, the makers.
There, I got it to work.
Now, you guys, some of you before the show were like, "Sarah's so crabby. Sarah's in such a bad mood." Do you see what I have to deal with? Do you understand a little bit?
A little bit.
Thank you. So let's talk about the Night Jar, which when I found this app. The Night Jar. When I found this app, I was like, this seems cool. It doesn't look at all like Papa Sangre 2, but it turns out it just so happens to be made by the same company.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Something else.
Apparently, I'm drawn to apps that require me to use my ears in order to solve riddles.
Oh, again.
So same kind of idea.
Whose voice is it this time?
Because look, they're even advertising their new app, Papa Songer 2.
Oh, yeah.
This is, I don't know. I didn't
Let's
recognize
just begin
his voice.
And see.
Yeah, but it's this. It's the same kind of thing.
Holograms of merry, oldie, earthy for you. Cuckoo.
Huh.
I can see why you're extinct.
So the whole idea is that I am from the human race. I'm in space.
Cat.
I'm being talked to by somebody who's doesn't think much of humans. And basically, I have to navigate my way through this, like, space vessel, but not go open up the wrong door because it'll be too cold because it's space, and then I'll die.
I'm taking charge,
and I won't be able to breathe.
Is it funny?
Turning you around.
It's not funny.
Listen,
no.
Listen to the cuckoo in the distance and the cat.
So at this point, I'm like, I need to go towards cuckoo, right?
Hear them move around you.
That voice sounds familiar. I'm trying to place it.
It does kind of sound familiar, doesn't it?
Be Neil Gaiman?
That's how you see with your ears.
Is it Sean Bean again?
No. Swipe the top of the screen on your device to turn.
Sure sounds like
Swipe
Neil Gaiman.
Left to turn left, right to turn right.
But all Brits sound
One
the same.
One complete swipe is a quarter turn. Turn yourself all the way around.
I'm getting dizzy.
Oh, here we go.
Get dizzy.
So, I want to go towards...
You like it because there's cats.
Take your suit off.
I like that.
Hey. Space love.
So there's no visuals at all. It's all audio.
This one is.
Let's get out of here.
I don't mind that. I think it's interesting.
I think it's kind of fun. I mean, the thing is that we show off so many games on iPad today. And
I like innovative
stuff. They're all fine, but it's like this is super different.
Where were you? How old were you in 1994?
I was.
Almost 20 years ago. So you were like 16.
That's the year I graduated high school.
Yeah.
So I turned 17.
Do you remember a game called The Seventh Guest?
Yes.
It was a classic game.
It was a PC game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever played it or if I just heard.
Seven guests were invited to a party. It's back. And it's on the iPad.
Oh, really?
$4.99.
Oh, that's cool.
The Seventh Guest is the title. And it is a recreation of what was, down to the music, a classic game. So here's the Ouija board. Let's just start a new game. And remember, these are the days when PCs couldn't do a lot of animation. So they would have little videos and tiny videos inside a frame. So to recreate this, but this was a classic game.
Until one night.
Anyway, it's more for nostalgia purposes.
She was coming home.
But I love it, and we've seen this with a number of games. Trilobite also did a lot of these classic kind of semi-animated games in that era. They're bringing them back to the iPad. I think it's really fun. This is kind of a mystery. $4.99.
I mean,
was that Benedict Cumberbatch?
I don't know.
So chat room suspecting.
Interesting. You know, some of this... I have to say, even though we've got hopefully some games that look pretty interesting to everybody, we've got Papa Songer 2 for $3.99, It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown for $5.99, The Nightjar for $4.99, and then The Seventh Guest also for $4.99. There are certainly, especially the App Store did a pretty nice roundup, again, of scariest games. Some of them are free, so you don't have to think that they're always going to be $5. But we seem to have chosen...
An interesting variety. This one's pure nostalgia. I wouldn't probably... If you'd never played the game, I wouldn't probably... You'd be disappointed given where the state of the art has moved.
This is something that, yeah...
You would enjoy. There's more to it than this. This is just the prologue.
Yeah.
But, it's great nostalgia.
I remember... I do remember this now. At the time, it all seemed very... Because it was like video, kind of... On your computer.
Exactly.
But it was a game.
In 94, I mean, this was pretty early.
Yeah.
We were talking Windows not 95. We weren't. We were talking Windows 3.1.1.
Right, yeah.
So 94. A long time ago. This was on the Amiga. I'm trying to remember. I don't think there was a Mac version. It was one of those big CD-ROM games. Now, believe it or not, you can download it and play the whole thing on your iPad. The Seventh Guest.
How far we've come. We're actually going to talk about how far we've come, even on the iPad, in just a few minutes. But first, if you want any of the links to any of the games that we mentioned, or you want to go back over anything, you can go to twit.tv/IPT to watch any of our episodes. over and over again, or just find those app links in our show notes. All the episodes are right there. We try to make it as easy as possible for you. A quick reminder, we record iPad Today live on Thursdays, somewhere around 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And if you have app ideas of your own, we are always taking submissions, iPadToday@twit.tv.
It's the great Slingbox, Charlie Brown.
Oh, good grief.
You could watch, you know, or download the app.
Yeah.
Or you could DVR It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and watch it on your iPad or your Mac or your PC or your other devices via your Slingbox. I don't know why you're showing this because I don't have it on here. I should have DVR'd it. What was I thinking?
I don't know.
I don't know what I was thinking. Then you could actually watch the So what does Slingbox do? You connect it. And I by the way, get the Slingbox 500. That's the one you really want. It got HDMI, built-in Wi-Fi, very easy on-screen setup. You can also archive your photos and videos and watch them on the road. The idea is it puts your home theater, your home theater, on the internet so you can access it password-protected from anywhere you go, even somewhere else in the house. It's in the house. You can control your DVR, play back your DVR. So if you record It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, you can watch that anywhere. It turns your iPad into something I think it really deserves to be, your perfect personal TV. Forget all about all those other cord-cutting ways to watch your TV. You've already paid for your cable bill or your satellite bill. You've already got a DVR. Just connect it to the internet with the Slingbox. Slingbox.com/twit, or go to Amazon or Best Buy and pick it up. You can do everything you can do in your home theater on the road on the Slingbox. I love it.
Slingbox is fantastic.
They just added AirPlay
to
the Slingbox app.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be at a friend's house who doesn't have HBO.
Uh-huh.
Game of Thrones is on.
There you
You've got it on your home system.
Sure.
You say, Sarah, I mean, my friend.
And I say, I don't want to go to your house. I mean, I know you've got all the good stuff, but can't we ever just stay at
my AirPlay it, because you've got an Apple TV, and I've got the Slingbox on my iPad. And
it's perfect. Love it. Slingbox is fantastic. Slingbox.com/. Hey, so should we talk about Apple's quarterly earnings?
They made some money. Not as much profit.
No.
But they made some money.
Do you think that they care about not making as much profit? Because Apple has quite a surplus of profits.
Yeah, but still, you're in business to make a profit.
Right.
But I think this is kind of a mark of how the industry is turning. The profit margins are going down. They're selling devices. You know, they're getting price pressure from Amazon and Google on the tablets. So they have to offer less expensive tablets, and the margins, for instance, the margins on the iPad mini were lower than they were on the old iPad, so they make less money. But they still make, what do they make, almost $2 billion a quarter. I mean, it's
$37.5 billion in revenue for Q4. They sold 33.8 million iPhones, 14.1 million iPads, 4.6 million Macs.
So Macs are down. iPod's way down.
and I think at this point it's pretty clear that Apple's like, don't think about iPods anymore. Yeah, that was the first generation of where we're going here.
iPad sales will go up even more. You know, they caught the tail end of the iPhone 5S in this quarter, the fourth quarter.
Yep.
That will mostly show up in the next quarter.
Which is
all of the iPad sales will show up because they haven't even started selling those.
That's
yet.
Right. And that was we did the exact same thing a year ago.
Right.
Where Q4 was, you know, people go, Q1 was
exactly.
huge.
If you make a graph of Apple's revenue, it's like a bunch of U's. They have these, when they have a new product, the next quarter's huge, biggest ever. We made more money than ever before.
Yeah.
And then the drop. So that's why the only negative, the thing to pay attention to is profit margin, which has been steadily dropping. That means they're making a little bit less, not a lot, but a little bit less on their devices than they were before. But that's the way the world is moving. They're still highly profitable. I think, you know, it was a good quarter. Next quarter is the one to watch. Apple's first quarter.
Which will include all these iPad
always
sales.
Good. It's the holiday buying quarter.
The company says for this big quarter that we'll be going into next, they expect revenue between $55 and $58 billion.
Yeah. Wow. It's a lot of money in 3 months.
Yeah, gross margin between 36.5 and 37.5%.
Right, that's where you got to watch carefully, the gross margin.
Gross margin.
I would take a 36% gross margin any day of the week.
Doesn't that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I know. It's
especially when you have $60 billion in sales, you know, a third of that, that's okay.
I feel like, maybe it's just, maybe I'm immune to it now or something, but I feel like there's less Apple snark than there has been all year. Maybe it's just because now we've got a bunch of new hardware models to think about.
I think, but, ironically,
you know, people are sort of, I felt like they've eased up on, look at these numbers.
Right.
Apple's reign is over.
I think, ironically, it's because Apple is so much more mainstream.
Yeah.
It's just part of the world now, and so there's no reason to say, oh, you silly Apple people. It's just part of the world now.
Yeah.
There you have it. The other thing that people pay a little bit of attention to is R&D budget, which has historically at Apple been kind of low. Mm-hmm. Their investment in future products.
Right.
It went up a little bit this quarter, too. That's a number I look at with great interest, because that tells you how much of the company's profits they want to put into investing in the next generation. That, to me, is the long-term thing to look at. And it is going up, although still lower than a lot of, it's pretty good. It's good enough.
Did you see the iPad Air, a lot of people in journalism had review units, and those articles were published yesterday.
I don't know how they do that.
What do you mean?
To get those things, we don't have an Air yet. I think some people watch this show. I think we have a bully pulpit. Why don't they give us review units?
I don't know.
I know.
Why? Because they don't like you.
Because we are honest.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, okay. It's true that nobody really has anything bad to say about the iPad Air, but you could argue it's because it's a really nice tablet. Over at Primate Labs, did you read these benchmarks that John Poole wrote up? The iPad Air, as compared to basically all other iPads, it's
almost twice as fast.
Yeah, and Apple said 2x. That's what they said in their announcement. And Primate Labs is like, well, yeah, that's pretty accurate, actually.
What's becoming apparently is that this A7 chip that's now in all of the devices, the iPhone 5S, the Air, and even the new iPad Mini, is a desktop processor, desktop class processor. It's 64 bits, lots of power. The graphics processor unit is the best on the market. It is the fast. I mean, that's the one I look at. That means the games will really sing on the iPad Air, very fast. And interestingly enough, the new Mini is the same.
It's the same.
So you get to choose what size you want.
iPad Air is over 80% faster than the fourth gen iPad. The iPad Air is over 5 times faster than the iPad 2.
Yeah. Now, these are synthetic benchmarks, which I mean, Geekbench is good, but, you know, benchmarks aren't real-world performance. You won't notice. You won't sit down at your new iPad Air and say, wow, this is twice as fast.
Well, that's the thing.
We have the slow ones, and these don't. The third generation, which Apple won't even sell anymore, and they seem fast enough to me.
Well, I don't know.
Notice a difference?
Since iOS 7, I feel like I could really use a boost. It does seem pretty laggy. Then again, I have like 5,000 apps on my iPad, so sometimes it's hard to know what exactly the combination is that's making my iPad feel laggy. But it's kind of interesting reading these reviews. People have nothing but nice things to say about the iPad Air, but it's kind of turning into something where a lot of these reviewers are like, we don't know if we're recommending the iPad Air or the Mini Retina anymore, because
hard to tell.
They're just the same thing.
Well, and we haven't seen them side to side. Even those reviewers who got early iPad Airs still haven't seen the Mini with Retina display. We don't know when that's going to come out. They might have been premature announcing that. I think they're having a hard time.
I believe the current rumor is November 21st.
Pure rumor, though.
But it's a rumor, yeah. Something that was on Target's website.
All Apple has said is November.
November. But they did see the Retina Mini at the announcement.
Right.
For those who were able to at least, you know, get in the palm of your hand,
they
take
could feel
some pictures.
It. And that's what's really interesting. And we talked about this. The new iPad Air is so much smaller and lighter that it's kind of blurring the distinction a little bit.
Exactly. Well, and it kind of turns into like, do you want a 13-inch MacBook or a 15-inch MacBook?
Right.
I mean, I like the 13. I think it makes more sense for me.
I like the 15.
You like the 15. So it's sort of, if it's really just a size distinction, well, that's fine.
Right.
But it's,
well,
as a consumer,
there's a $100 price difference, too.
Well, that's true.
Is that not Is that insignificant?
No, I think that's significant. I think that's significant. It's 25%. You're right. Yeah, that's true.
Or more.
iPad Air supplies are expected to be plentiful at launch. Lots for in-store pickup.
Launch is tomorrow as we record this.
That's right.
Are you going to run to the store tomorrow?
No, I'm going to order it online like a civilized person.
Now, see, that's the interesting thing. You couldn't order previously.
That's
so
right.
While in past you've been able to pre-order and then it will arrive on November 1st.
Yep.
You couldn't, so you're waiting. You could go into the store and get it right away. Maybe I'll run down to the store.
I got stuff to do.
I'll tell the movers, "Hey, keep moving. I'll be back."
You're moving tomorrow?
Yeah. Keep moving. Just, you know, get all that stuff,
Aya,
and I'll be back.
Aya says he's going to do it. Maybe he could grab you one. He's going to go to the
store. Or Aya could move my stuff, and I'll go to the store.
Yeah, moving sucks. You definitely want that. Go hang out at the Apple store. Aya will move you.
Will there be lines?
I mean, let's talk about that. Is there going to be a frenzy?
I think
Apple has to have a huge, crazy supply of these tomorrow because of all the people who couldn't pre-order.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who are going to say, well, I'll drop by the store and see how it goes.
Slaughter X in our chat room says they've already sold out in Hong Kong. Mm. There's an article online now that says some stores will hold back stock for people who ordered online for pickup. So that would be my suggestion to you.
Yep.
In fact, to everybody, don't go to the store without having ordered it online first, because they do that. You know, you say, I want to buy this, you pay for it, but I'm going to pick it up at my local Apple store.
Yeah, and they often have, like, they'll have two little queues.
It's like for the people who just randomly
walked up and the people who are already in the system, and they walk you through pretty quickly.
F and Dunn was at the Glendale Apple store. There's nobody lined up right now. Of course, it doesn't go on sale until tomorrow. You'd have to be kind of crazy to line up the day before.
We're talking about Apple fans.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, these are people who do things like that. But, yeah, I don't know. I think maybe I'll swing by the store and just get a look at it. I'm pretty close to the downtown store.
I see. I am, like many of these pundits, saying, I don't know which I'm going to get.
Well,
I really don't know.
You said last week that you love the Mini, and so you're going to get the Retina Mini.
But the new Air is lighter and thinner than the old one. It might be that's the sweet spot. I cannot tell.
It's your 15-inch laptop.
Until I hold them both.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I don't even care. I'm getting the Air. The Mini's lovely, but I like a nice full size iPad. What are you gonna do? IDC says, well, people might like iPads and everything, but Apple's iPad fell to 29.6% of tablet share in the third quarter of this year. Samsung, of course, is in second place with 20.4%. We've got Asus in third it's a distant third. At 7.4%.
But these numbers are drastically shifted.
I mean, it used to be like, who was second?
It was iPad and nobody.
And nobody, you know. Yeah, like maybe 1%
for
other.
That's a big shift. I think a lot of people are saying, you know, this Galaxy Note, this is not a good choice, not a bad choice. I'm surprised you don't see Google's Nexus 7 on there.
I'm surprised you don't see any, like, Amazon Kindles.
Or Kindles. Now, see, that's, okay, so this... Because the Kindle, I know, is probably outselling everything but the iPad. So there's something missing there. You know why? Amazon never gives out sales figures. So maybe they just don't have that number.
So they bundle it into other iPads.
Yeah, they hide the numbers. They always will say, oh, it's our number one seller.
Yeah.
But they don't give you numbers.
Oh, Amazon, you so crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's, I don't know, Apple's, I think Apple at almost 30% of the tablet share. And then Samsung at just over 20%. You know, I mean, it won't be long before there are a lot more Android-based tablets that collectively do really well.
Dubai and others in the chat are saying that the Nexus 7, because it's made by Asus, is showing up in the Asus number column, which would explain why Asus has 7%.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I really like the Nexus 7. I think that's a great tablet.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't need an Android tablet, but I think it's really, really nice.
You know, honorable mention in the Halloween apps, we've said it before, Plants vs. Zombies 2 is so great.
You'll just use any excuse to talk about Plants vs. Zombies.
Have I mentioned how much I love that game?
You have once or twice.
And now they do have
it's
a
really
little Halloween content.
Theme?
No, well, it's zombies. What? Zombies.
Zombies are just zombies. They're not dressing up. They're like...
Okay, but like a lot of games, like The Simpsons Tapped Out, they're doing a Halloween thing. Some of my plants are in costume.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they have a little piñata party where you can get extra extra stuff by beating. So there's some Halloween content on here. And it's a scary, scary game. Aren't you terrified now? Yeah, they're so cartoony. It's hard to get scared.
It's a fun little...
Best game ever.
Sort of Halloween
best
theme.
Best game ever.
Hey, we got a little Ask Leo from Jeff, who lives in Ledyard, Connecticut.
Ah, I think it's Ledyard.
Whatever, Jeff.
Usually, when you talk in New England, take out syllables, slur stuff together with almost a... It's not Worcestershire. It's Worcestershire. Or Worcester. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's legit.
Okay. Dunkin' Donuts. Something like that.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Jeff lives in Ledyard.
Ledyard.
And he says, I have a first-gen iPad. It still works.
Yeah.
Has great battery life.
Yeah.
Since Apple's decided not to allow upgrades beyond iOS 5.1.1, I decided to get the iPad Air in order to stay current. I want to keep the iPad 1 usable for as long as possible, mostly for my son. He's 8. I was wondering if you have any tips to help extend its life. Ideally... I'd like to stop receiving updates to apps since recent updates have been buggy with the old OS.
Or won't work at all.
Or that. Also, can I back up the iPad via iTunes without getting app updates, which iTunes has downloaded? Yes.
You can turn off all the updates.
Yeah.
You're not required to do those ever. That's
right.
Just a setting in the App Store.
Exactly.
But, you know, the only thing you could do at all is refresh it. You know, but erase it and rebuild it. And that's not necessarily going to have any advantage. One thing that does happen is, don't forget that these are all solid-state memory devices. So one thing that does happen is solid-state disks get this odd thing happens to them. They need to be refreshed from time to time. And that could make it more sluggish over time. We certainly saw that with the first Nexus 7. And then Google put the trim function into Android. It was amazing. You rebooted your Nexus 7 with 4.3, and all of a sudden it fixed the sluggishness. I don't know if Apple has put trim into iOS. I'd have to research that one. Anybody in the chat room know? But that could explain why something like this would get slower. Actually, you wouldn't expect it to, but could actually get slower over time, an older iPad.
Jeff has one last question.
Yeah.
He says, why is it the iPad with the A4 chip, older A4 chip, can't run iOS 7, but the iPhone 4 with the A4 chip can?
That's marketing.
Yeah, I mean, that's an Apple thing.
Yeah.
There are a few instances of that where people say, this doesn't make sense, and it's true.
It's not for technical reasons. It's because they want to sell you more hardware, basically.
Yeah.
I think. There may be a technical reason. We don't know.
I can't think
of what it would be.
In the case of iPads, I would say that they're just like, get a new iPad. They know enough people are still using iPhone 4s.
Right. In fact, they were selling them until very recently, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so they can't deprecate those.
We got a Dutch tip from Ryan, who says, in a recent episode, Leo complained about LastPass on iPad being kind of a pain because you had to use the web browser.
It's not as easy as a desktop, let's put it that way.
He says, here's a Dutch tip, though.
Oh.
He says, I've been using it on Safari on all my iOS devices just fine using bookmarks. When you log into your vault... click on the drop-down menu near your account name, top right of the page. They have bookmarklets there, so you can drag into your Safari bookmarks bar. With iCloud set up properly, then they'll just show up in your Safari bookmarks. You will have to log in when you use them the first time, and they can be a little slow in some cases, but they've served Ryan well.
That's a very good tip, and you can do that. It's part of LastPass's capabilities. These are JavaScript bookmarklets. It's tricky. You have to make the bookmark and then edit the bookmark. Take out the, you know, remove this here stuff. But, yeah, that's a good way to do it. I still don't find that quite as easy as the, as it is on the desktop. But that's fine. I mean, on mobile, it's never going to be as easy, right? It's not, especially on Apple, because they don't let one program talk to another program. So, that's fine.
But I guess with Safari Sync, that's a pretty...
Yeah, that's going to make it a little easier.
Yeah, that's...
That'll help.
That's a good... I was going to say workaround. It's not even really a workaround. You're just... using the functionality.
Yeah, in fact, they provide, you know, LastPass provides these JavaScript bookmarks. So
exactly.
That's a good tip. Thank you.
I forgot
to mention that. Yeah.
Thanks, Ryan. We got some thoughts on this is a person who did not leave his or her name, but says, I bought an iPad 2 when they came out, but my wife registered for a website and didn't realize that she had also entered the website contest. So they were running some sort of contest by registering. They called and told her the good news.
She won an iPad,
she
too?
She won an iPad.
Wow.
Guess which one she had won?
The first iPad generation. The two, yeah.
Well. But he or she says... That's probably, at least in part, where some of these iPad 2s are going.
Contest
winners.
Well, I think we figured out that it's really education, right? That's the main use.
I think.
And it's not even so much they're saving money, which they are, but education invests in things like, and somebody sent me a picture of these big carts with space for 30 iPads, all of which are charging at once.
Oh, yeah.
And updating. And
we've seen some of that stuff at Macworld.
Yeah.
These crazy
what kind of
products.
Connector do they have? 30-pin connectors.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So I think that they're going to still sell the iPad 2, A, because this sells. Maybe it's a contest winner. That's terrible. Don't shame on you. Give them a new iPad.
Shame on you.
We did that. Remember, we had a contest. We gave away an iPad.
Yes.
And in between the time we did the contest, the time we gave away the iPad.
iPad 3 came out.
The new iPad came out.
Yeah. Or maybe it was iPad 4.
It was then. iPad 4.
Yeah, yeah.
So did we not just say sorry? And I think the first one we couldn't, but then from then on we bought new iPads. We'd engraved it, that's why. So we couldn't take it back.
But one of the cases specifically, where I remember the conversation because we said... No, iPad 3 is still really cool. Yeah, it's really cool. And then we thought about it and we were like,
can't do that to
them. It's just not cool enough.
If you win a contest, you want the latest.
You want the cool one. Yeah. iPad 2, fine machine, but you don't have Retina. I mean, it's not the
coolest. A lot of people
iPad.
Still use iPad 2.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's.
That's the biggest difference. It's a little slow and no Retina.
Yeah. The no Retina thing is a pretty big difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, those of you who have not had a Retina iPad yet, and especially if you don't have an iPhone, you know, and just aren't used to that screen, boy, is it nice.
But
I
for
mean,
a
you're
lot
really
of uses,
gonna like it.
iPad 2 is fine.
It
we
is.
Use iPad 2s around here.
Yes. Yeah. It's fine. I'm just saying the Retina is,
it's nice.
It's a beautiful, bright star in a murky sky.
I can't wait to hold the Air. I'm very excited about tomorrow.
Yeah, you can just hold it with one pinky.
Apparently, it's small enough that if you have man hands, you can hold it in your hand.
Yeah,
hand
I don't.
No, you couldn't.
Hold an iPad with one, like the mini, I don't palm, though. I just don't. I like to 10 and 2, you know? Be safe when you're reading your iPad.
See, hey, I want to play a game and, like, do this, you know?
Well, that I can do.
You can
I don't
do
know.
That.
You know, on the couch, you kind of, like, prop it up against
you,
a...
You're reclining a lot of the time, and so it's a different matter
I mean,
for you.
I am a very sedentary person. I do. I have this huge couch. I feel bad if I'm not laying on
you
it
need a huge
all
couch
the time.
It's because you got 22 cats.
I have two, but we all want our personal space.
That's right.
And one day, you know, maybe I'll have more.
Yeah.
Or another human might want to hang out with me. Hard to say. Rose from Portsmouth in the UK says... She wrote in. She's given us feedback on what she wants to buy because we asked last week, hey, if you have some thoughts on iPad Air versus iPad Mini or both or neither, let us know. She says, I originally bought an iPad 1 when the 2 was released, then a 3 when that was released.
Oh, she's very frugal.
And then this June, I upgraded to a Mini. I accidentally left my laptop at home when I went abroad to work for the summer.
Wow.
And I
for
was,
the summer?
For the summer.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I think she said she's a teacher.
That's a big accident.
Right. She says, I was happy to find that it worked perfectly alone. She didn't need her laptop.
Oh, that's
she
good.
Says, I'm planning on sticking with my Mini for the time being. It's replaced my Kindle. I use it in class to take notes, Google Theory, check dictionary definitions or translations and so on. She says she has a Logitech keyboard, which is really nice. And she says, I find it's the first thing I grab when I make a presentation for class. Then she says, that might be more information than you wanted, but if it's helpful, that's great. Keep up the good work. So, yeah, this is a great example of somebody that's like, no, actually, I left my laptop far away on accident, by accident, but it doesn't matter because I don't really need it.
That's a nice revelation or realization.
Especially, I think, Rose, you mentioned... Or maybe I saw in your Google profile that you're a teacher. So it's like, yeah, I mean, as a teacher, if you don't need a laptop, that's saying something. We also got a few angry emails from people saying, just tell Leo to stop calling it a consumption device. So I'm just going to pass that along.
Why would
right
you
now.
Be angry?
Because people
are angry about everything. I can understand you disagreeing, but really angry?
There's so much anger out there.
I disagree. Respectfully disagree. That's fine. I am so mad at Leo for saying something like that.
But you know why? It's because it's sort of like the people who want to fight about what mobile OS is the best.
Right.
Because if for some reason you say something that's opposite of what they believe, it's a personal attack.
Right.
Well, even though it isn't.
You can disagree. You disagree. You think it's much more of a content. Certainly, it's moving in that direction as a content creation device.
Absolutely.
I just think that it's a little premature to say all of a sudden, well, maybe our teacher did. I don't know what she's doing with it, but maybe that's it. I'm writing my articles, my papers, my journal. Yeah.
She does have an external keyboard, and that does count for a lot. I mean, I would probably write on my iPad all the time if I used a external keyboard,
so
which I don't.
You can turn anything into a creation device if you add enough doohickeys around it.
Sure.
I'm talking about the iPad without anything. You know, Apple doesn't make a keyboard. The iPad itself is primarily, as are most tablets, for sitting there and playing with them, looking at them, playing games, that kind of thing.
Last week we had it was a phone call. Somebody sent in and talking about the bouncing camera app in the lock screen, and we were sort of like, what? We don't really know what you mean. You mean just sort of the swiping up? But Nicholas made us a little video to clarify.
Let's see.
Yes.
Hi, Sarah and Leo.
Hey.
I think what Steve in last episode was referring to when he said you could bounce the camera icon like a basketball was this. You can actually open it like that if you do it strong enough. See?
What?
Well, now I see.
No, I'm confused. So wait a minute. So how did he do that?
He just... Let's do it.
Can you do it?
Yeah, look.
Can you show her?
Brian.
Brian. He's saying, hold on.
What are you, asleep at the wheel back
saying,
there?
Hold on.
You have one job.
Okay.
I mean, sort of.
But if you do it really hard, it opens. No, you didn't do it hard enough.
Oh, whoa. I think mine's like heavy.
So you,
there we go.
You grasp the camera.
Wah. This is just weird.
Why would
Apple
even
why that's happening.
Put that in there?
I don't know.
It's
weird.
Like that game you do at the county fair where you hit the thing with a hammer and ring the bell. Now I got, I bounced it so high I got the notifications. Oh! Look at that. It worked.
That's
weird.
Fun.
So you have to turn it off.
Yeah, you gotta
turn it on again if you have a lock screen.
And boing!
Then, boing.
Oh, wait. Too much.
Oh, wait, but that was just a swipe
up. I'm too strong. Okay, wait. No. Turn on.
So you swipe it up and then you bounce it down.
This is a pretty silly game. Yeah. You bounce down hard. And that's.
But you have to bounce it down hard enough to go off the screen or what?
No. I don't know. I don't think this is really.
It's not a good tip.
This is a bad game.
If you can't do it all the time consistently, it's not a good tip.
This is like,
and all you have to do is swipe it up and the camera launches.
It's like kick the can for iPads.
Yeah.
Like we got nothing else to play with.
I'm so bored.
So this is the game.
With my content creation device.
Yeah. See? You heard it here. Content creation. We love hearing from all of you guys. Thanks to everybody who writes us, sends us voicemails, sends us videos like Nicholas did with little tips. Who have duh tips for us, app reviews. We try to put as much of that in every show as we can. You can write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. Or you can record a video, send us the link, email us the link, and then we'll try to play it in a future episode. And thanks in advance.
T-I-A.
We love you all. T-I-A.
Do you use abbreviations like that in your emails, T-I-A? How about your tweets, YOLO? I really did not know what YOLO meant for a long time. I talked about this last week, and I didn't want to really ask.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you felt like, you know, Urban Dictionary is great for all of that stuff. It's like an easy Google search.
Yeah. Or just Google YOLO, and you'll find it. But
you just wanted to be
sort of
like.
I'm reading Twitter. I didn't want to stop and Google a term on Twitter. That makes me feel like a nitwit. I should know. I'm the tech guy.
I feel like YOLO is one of those where it's like, even if you don't know what the acronym is,
you kind of understand
the
context.
You understand that it's like, it's about doing something nuts because YOLO. But no, I don't say that unless I'm trying to be funny.
You use it ironically.
I guess yeah. You would say that, yeah.
My God, you have green nails. I just noticed that.
They're not green, they're
is
gold.
Is that for Halloween?
No, they're just because I
want to sparkly
be.
Gold.
Ever since I got the champagne, you sort of can't see. Here, you can look up maybe on this.
You'll see it better
that
there.
That would be a better.
Yeah. Those are pretty.
Thank you.
Very sparkly.
Yeah.
Do you apply those yourselves or you have a professional?
I paid somebody to do this for me because I just don't have like nail polish at my house.
Yeah.
It's not that I wouldn't do it myself.
Yeah.
It's not rocket science or anything, but, you know, I just didn't have this.
Are you one of those girlfriends who paint their boyfriend's nails and like make them do that?
you're acting like that's a thing.
It is a thing.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. It's a thing, isn't
it? There's a kind of girl who says...
There's a kind of girl.
You need to let me paint your nails.
Yeah.
Never.
And then you have to...
I've never thought of
doing
that.
Or she won't be nice to you anymore.
That's...
And so you ride the bus home from her house...
That's not a boyfriend. That's a pet.
With red nails, and it's so humiliating, I'll never get over it.
That's a weird pet thing. Although I have, on occasion, because sometimes you'll come across a guy who has these beautifully long eyelashes, and, you know, guys don't care about stuff like that, and I'll say, please let me put mascara on you, because it's just like, you have such beautiful eyelashes, and no one's ever let me. Because they're like, that's weird, I don't want to do that.
You're not that kind of person, but certain women could enforce that rule.
Yeah. I'm not going to force you to.
When you start crying, and the mascara starts running... And then you have to leave the house and take the bus home. And you're on the bus with red nails and mess. Because that's how I... Never mind.
All right.
Our show today brought to you by Gazelle. You got the old iPad. You want the new iPad. Folks, I got somebody who will buy the old iPad for cash money on the barrelhead. Not just the iPad, the iPod they'll buy. Old phones. You want to get the new iPhone 5S? You got the old iPhone 5? They'll buy it from you. In fact, let's see how much that iPhone 5 is worth. Just click on that. They'll even buy broken iPhones, which is awesome. 32-gig Verizon, as an example, $275. That's awesome. You're actually going to make money on this. But don't stop there, because once you've got that, add it to your cart, and maybe that old Microsoft Surface, you want the new Surface tool too, you could sell that. Maybe you said, you know, it is time for an iPad. I'm so sick of this Nexus 7. They'll buy that. Cash on the barrelhead. Or PayPal. They'll write you a check. They'll PayPal you, which means you get the credit right away. Or this is my pro tip. I recommend this. If you buy a lot of stuff on Amazon, get the Amazon gift card, because they will add to the value... 5%. Yeah, how much is my Surface RT worth? I have a 64 gig. It's a little bit broken. I don't think that. See if they'll buy a broken one, just out of curiosity, because I actually would love to sell that. Now click next. Yeah. Yeah, I got the power supply and a touch type cover. Touch or type. Is it worth any? Oh, $19. That's about right, too. Yep. Well, at least I can get something for that broken Surface RT. Now, if it's not broken, it's worth a lot more, obviously. Visit gazelle.com. Sell your gadgets. Get money for the next thing you will love. And by the way, you see that. Somebody's going to win $1 million from Gazelle. You are automatically entered when you sell your stuff on Gazelle. GAZELLE.com. We thank them for their support of iPad today.
You know, I mentioned that we don't dress up for Halloween, but we kind of dress up every Thursday, don't we?
Our AppCap Day.
Yeah.
What are you? Are you wearing a bear on your head?
Well,
what are you?
That's a good question. Maybe if I do this, it's sort of a little bit more interesting. It's like kind of a drapey thing.
It's Disney-esque.
Oh, hey, it's you,
Anonymous. Guy Fox. I'm anonymous.
You're anonymous. Neat.
Yeah.
Gosh, you know, it's funny. I almost sort of forgot about the fact that Anonymous. Kind of
is Guy Fox. It's V from Vendetta. It's the same look.
Right, because V for Vendetta is what I go to.
Remember the
5th of November.
Yeah.
The Sunday plot. They'll never be forgot.
It's Guy Fox Day.
Guy Fox Day.
He tried to blow up Parliament in the 17th century.
Well, you know, in the movie he does it.
He succeeds.
Yeah.
Much later.
It's a graphic novel, right?
Right.
It's a movie based on a graphic novel. I thought it was very good.
You think if I wandered from door to door in Petaluma wearing this mask and hat that I would get candy?
No. I think people would... Oh, that I want you to do that.
I'm here to hack your computer.
I feel that... Well, you know, it's weird because right now you've kind of got a Guy Fox Heisenberg thing going on. And it's just kind of like...
Oh, I could mix my hat metaphors and wear a pork pie with this.
But like that looks more like the Heisenberg hat, I think, than your pork pie hat does. It's very nice. You look great. You look really great. So this is the part of the show where Leo and I, whether it's Halloween or not, put on hats, call them app caps, choose an app that we both like, and say, it's app cap award time. So we're sort of giving out awards for apps that we like. Now this, I have to thank Radford. Mm-hmm. Radford, who was dressed up as Top Gun. Some of you may have seen that if you were watching the
He was flying into the danger zone.
Before the show. And he says it would be great because he knew that we were going to be recording the show on Halloween. Yeah. You should check out an app called Haunting Melissa.
Ooh, that sounds scary.
I had not heard of it. And it's kind of interesting. When you first download the app and load it up, it kind of has this big, almost like a movie trailer, where it says, this is brought to you by the producer of The Ring and Mulholland Drive and basically a big wig in the Hollywood scene. And it's weird because it's basically like, well, that's, you know, and of course now it's loading really, really slowly because that's the kind of look that I have today. It's sort of a several scenes that are not even populated yet, that are supposed to be released over time. So you're kind of watching a serial show, but it's being delivered via the iPad. This doesn't really seem... This seems like something that's crashing.
I hear singing. I mean, the audio... Oh!
Yeah, I'm gonna...
Whoa.
What?
Whoa, what am I seeing?
What happened? Oh, here we go. Whoa. That was weird.
Whoa.
I mean, I don't even really know why she died.
So
it's a little Blair Witchy.
It's a little Blair Witchy, yeah.
The house is gone.
And what's weird about it is that, so I'm watching the second chapter, which just got released today.
Oh, so this updates.
Yeah. It.
Oh, this is spooky.
It unveils itself.
Oh, I love this.
In timed increments, wow. But you never really know what you're getting until you get like a push notification.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, yeah.
So this is basically like a filmmaker saying, I'm going to do this in a unique, interactive. Is it interactive?
Yeah, it is. Except purchase now or get help from your Facebook friends to unlock it for free. What? I thought I had
You got to get two friends to respond.
So here's the thing. It's like you've got this. I've already watched chapter one, and this is chapter two.
Is it well made? I mean, is it really spooky, or is it just...
Yeah, well, the thing is like, they really... That's so strange. So they're telling me it's available, and I either purchase it...
Oh, I don't like that. Oh, it's like a show. You got to buy a season pass.
Buy a season pass.
How much, just out of curiosity, is a season... One chapter is what?
Let's see.
Let's
find out.
Let's find out. Let's go to the store.
Let's just find out.
Let's go to the store and...
Oh, didn't even tell me.
Oh, you'll never know.
It was just like, what do you want?
Well, it's $6.99 for a season pass. And a chapter is 99 cents. You can get the standard definition.
Oh, okay. All right.
Or high definition season pass is $15.
So do you want to buy one chapter two for $1.99? I'll go ahead and buy it. That's a little annoying, though. See, I didn't realize until, because it gives you the first chapter for free.
Yeah.
And then you're like, this is cool. And then it says, do you want to buy it or do you want to invite Facebook friends?
Right.
In order to get it for free. But that way, you're helping them with their marketing.
If you tell your Facebook friends and they watch the video, they die the next day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't do that. I mean, unless you don't like your friends. That's fine. I know how that feels. But otherwise... I don't know. There's some weird stuff going on here because this doesn't seem normal that it would be up.
You know what? We even reported this on the show. It is the end of free software. Everything is freemium now.
Well, yeah, I'm a little disappointed by the whole thing, honestly. A little disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Problem retrieving data. The request timed out. Now, this may have to do with the fact that because I got this notification right before the show started.
Everybody's downloading it.
So, yeah, for interested parties, they might be just getting hammered right now with traffic. I don't know. Maybe that's true. I guess we could try to blame it on that. But it seems like there's some app issues. However,
howsomever,
let's just say that you're like, no, I'm into this. I'm cool. Let's get the season pass. I'm into it.
It's like a TV show.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's being delivered via iPad.
How long are the segments?
I mean, the first chapter was 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And there's they're walking around a room, and you're supposed to be, as the viewer, you can, let's see if I can go back to the first chapter and I can show you a little bit of what I was doing when I was there.
So there's some puzzle play, there's some interactivity.
Well, what you do is you can bookmark certain things to come back to later, and the whole you're supposed to be like, this is like this guy who's telling you this, I don't know, it's like a, so it's, like a serial.
It's an interactive TV show.
Yeah.
And you're 17 bucks for the high def version.
Yeah, and you're supposed to be taking pictures as it goes along.
I saw you. Was that what you were doing?
Yeah.
Because you were wandering around the studio taking pictures.
Yeah.
So this was the game. You were playing the game.
Well, I didn't have to wander.
That was
oh,
just
no.
You.
Those were my audio apps.
Oh, you were trying them.
I was
them.
Spinning around getting this stuff.
I thought you'd lost your marbles.
No, I was... Well, yeah. No, that was actually research for earlier in
or
the show.
Or you were going to show us a dance lesson application.
But this app, what it'll do is you've got these little...
what do you take pictures of?
Well, you take pictures of clues that you see along the way.
Oh, you do like a screen capture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I can be like, there's something about, you know, this moment.
I want to see this again.
That
yeah.
I want to
oh, look
save.
At that. So you did that. Okay.
Yeah. And then, or you can just say like, there's, you know, this is a little bookmark that I've saved for myself.
Got it. So you have to research clues that are stored in the video.
Right. And at this point, I don't know what I'm supposed to take pictures of. Right. So it's the sort of thing that I assume I will go back to.
Right.
It's going to require some effort on your part. If you download this, which, you know, go ahead and do it. It is free to download.
Yeah, sure. And now you'll know why you're getting all that Facebook spam. And again,
you're only getting Facebook spam if someone decides to...
They are too cheap to buy it.
But that's like a lot of games.
Right.
There are a lot of games like, you know, add a bunch of people to Candy Crush and then you can get to the next level.
My game is free also, but it's another in-app... purchase story, right? So, in fact, I didn't. You know what? I didn't check is what the costs of the in-app purchase. Sometimes this is just a way of game developers responding to the fact that they can't do demos. So let me just pull up the. Where was this game? Oh, maybe it's not here. Oh, I know. It was editorially featured. Not in Scariest Games, but I think they said this is like their favorite game. Maybe it's in Scariest Games. Let me just show you, and you can figure out. Maybe Brian could pull it up. It's called Dead Trigger 2.
Dead Trigger 2
is
in Scariest Games.
Yeah, and it's free, but, you know, in-app, scroll down, you'll see there's some in-app purchases as you play the game.
And this was the one that you said might not be for everybody because there's some swearing.
No, well, there's swearing, but also it's violence.
It's gruesome.
Yeah, so if you've got kids, you may not want to watch this. But it is, and the other thing, you know, I'm not a big fan of the point-and-shoot. Oh, it's still loading. The point-and-shoot games where you have to use controls on screen. This is just like that. You look around by moving your finger on the right corner. You move by moving your finger on the left corner. You attack by tapping and so forth. So, like a lot of games.
All right, let's roll.
But the graphics are great. It's a Unity Engine game, and they really do great graphics. You look around with this one, you move this way, and you get the idea. And you've got goals. You wander around. There are zombies everywhere. And this is, I guess I didn't save it after I started playing it. So we have to go back, but we'll get a zombie up the stairs here in a second. You're collecting money. You buy pots of gold. I guess the gold lets you buy power-ups. Oh, see, this is why I hate games where you have to touch the screen to move around. You see the arrows telling me which way to go. Here's my goal. Oh, here's a zombie. So close your eyes, children. This is scary. Actually, it's not really that scary. Once I walk over the zombie, he gets mad and I kill him with a wrench. There you go.
I like how you just kind of like casually talk us through it.
Yeah. So we're going to go here and there's going to be a lot of zombies.
I mean, is this so much scarier than some of the other like shooty games that you show off? I mean, I guess it's
pretty
boring.
They jump out at you.
Yeah.
You know, they got weird eyes. It's a, you know, it's a shoot 'em up. I like this kind of game, frankly.
You do.
I just don't like playing it on the tablets, but I do like this kind of game. So what is going on here? Do I need to? Maybe I need to shoot that. Ah, getting seasick. I don't know. Maybe I have to hit it with a wrench. I don't know. See, you see that skull? That's telling me there's still a zombie. Oh, I didn't clear it. That's why. Anyway, you get the idea. Yeah.
Get it.
But see, this is just practice because she can't get to me. She's on this. I already shot her once. So there you
bye.
Go. Bye. Bye-bye. So
I've always felt like, you know, the zombies are so slow, right? It should be easy to just outrun them.
You'd think so. That's what's so scary about them, because they're slow but relentless.
Right. And there's so many of them.
And they keep going at you, at you, yeah.
So if you're running from one, and then all of a sudden there's one behind a...
Right.
Because once they've got you, they don't run fast, but once they've got you, they're pretty strong.
Right.
And they're ready to...
Eat your brains.
Eat your brain.
They're trying to eat your brains.
Yeah. Or just bite you.
So it's a first-person shooter. It's nicely done. Unity engine looks good. A lot of fun. It's scary. It's zombies. They say I'm playing it wrong. Well, the problem is if I play it right, my hat gets in the way. But they say just use your thumbs.
And then
you can easily navigate around.
That's
it's still making me queasy, frankly.
But you've got queasy issues that other people don't seem to have.
I have queasy issues.
You do?
I do.
Everything makes you sick.
Everything makes me sick, including you, Sarah Lanson.
Let's
wrap this show up right now.
Let's do it. This has been a very fun episode of iPad Today. Spooky and ghouly.
Give me your sparkly fingers. I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about? That's good. This is just us.
Just teasing you.
This is just how
this
we do.
This is us.
This is why there's no one on our couch. That's right.
But us.
It's just the way that we do iPad Today. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. We will see you next week right here on iPad Today.